you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
What is up, everybody? How you doing? How's it shaking? Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's your old pal, Ian Fidance here, and the one, the only, the international superstar, Zach Amico.
We're both... am I on? Can you guys hear me? Okay. We're both oddly retro today.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We have something... We look like kids from a Nickelodeon movie that grew up and didn't get new clothes.
We look like, what was that movie? The Paper Route or The Paper Brigade. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Holy shit. That dude was in like three, like kid, like the parents are bad and we got to win the blah, blah movies. Do you remember those? His name was like Topher, I think. I don't know.
I can't think of it. I just look like I got lost on the set of Heavyweights and no one ever found me.
Holy shit.
Heavyweights is my favorite because it's like the Avengers for 90s fat kids.
Oh, dude, that movie was awesome.
It's tremendous.
It's so good. The first blockbuster that opened in my town, that was the first movie I rented. Heavyweights.
It's a good call.
Well, that's the show, folks. how about we introduce our guests?
Absolutely. We got two gentlemen from the Monkey Don't podcast. I recently had them on Midnight's Boo Show, enjoyed them very much. Thought it'd be great to have them here today. Lucas, how do you say your last fucking name, buddy?
Hinderleiter.
We got Lucas Hinderleiter and Nathan Orton. Thank you guys so much for being here. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
I'm doing great. My dad's going to be so pissed I'm on this, so it's all good.
Why?
He's like one of those Midwestern dads, and just seeing the intro, he's, yeah.
Well, try fucking hosting it.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. It's a lot. A lot of DMs from Bye Guys and... not many from bi girls.
Never.
Which is unfortunate.
It's always some guy with like ratty hair and a mustache that's like, hey, just so you know, I also like guys. It's like, awesome.
Yeah, or some guy in a trailer who's like, you really helped me out a lot. I'm like, cool, do you have a sister?
Yeah, I'm dating her.
Oh my God. Man, what a week. The last time I saw you, we were in Jersey at the Depraved at Stress Factory.
Listen, you can make fun of the name all you want. Phenomenal show.
Incredible show.
Really, really. Crowd really came up. It was huge, huge fucking crowd.
Sold out.
People had a really good time.
Amazing.
And we got to be really filthy.
Yes. And it was super fun. And Lewis makes you, well, he doesn't make you. He suggests starting your set with like your darkest or like dirtiest or like worst joke. And then you have to dig yourself out of the hole. And I got to do jokes that I've like been too much of a pussy to do. I mean, I've done them a couple times, but you know when you do a joke and it's just like, whoa, and then you're like, all right, I guess I won't do that again. And then I started doing, it gave me like a new confidence in the jokes. I started doing them again. It's been awesome. So I was super happy.
Yeah, the one I open with is, I've only done it the two times I've done The Depraved. And
what is it?
I don't want to blow it, but it's about a special needs Asian person.
Oh,
and, so just Asian person.
Yes. And well, that's pretty much the joke.
Oh shit.
And I don't think I would do it in front of a regular crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little harsh. It's a especially to open.
Well, I've had to couch it in like, this is a joke you guys aren't gonna like, and everyone's like, woo, and then I do it. It's I'm like a. A lot of people, there's a big stink about voter ID laws, about how people are saying it's racist towards black people, but I think it's more racist to think black people can't get IDs. It's like, of course they can get IDs. They all play the lottery.
Woo! It's a great joke.
Yeah!
Now we're cooking, baby.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! So we did The Depraved. That was super fucking fun. Lewis is another one at Stress Factory Bridgeport. And I may do it. Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Man, I might be on the road, but it's kind of up in the air right now. But if not, I would love to do it, and that would be awesome. And then after that, the next morning, I flew to San Diego, and my flight was at 8 a.m. out of Newark, and I fell asleep at like 5:15 a.m. and I woke up at 5.
Ian was a nervous boy.
Yes.
About getting back on time. Because we were coming all the way back from the Stress Factory, and Ian got an email that there was construction, so you had to be there early.
Yes. And Shane kept being like, we're in traffic. You should just get out right now and go back home so you can make it. And I was like, should I? Oh, boy. And I stayed. My sleep has been so fucked up. Last night.
In Ian's defense. On the way back home, we passed Newark Airport at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, and I had to get up in a few hours. Yeah, dude, last night I fell asleep at maybe 6:30 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I haven't been able to sleep in my bed. I sleep on my couch. My lower back's fucked up from it. I have been like falling asleep with the TV on. I don't want to hear my thoughts. And it's been fucking me up. And I'm like getting no sleep, and I'm on coffee all day. I take a nap later in the day, and that helps out.
Yeah, I'm on the same schedule. I go to sleep at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I take a nap around like 1 o'clock.
Right.
And then I'm just fucked for the rest of the day. Like,
yeah.
Because when you take a nap like that, it doesn't make you energized. It just, you're right. Just more asleep.
Yeah, instead of getting like the 6 to 8 in one shot, you're like, why don't I get 3 and 3? And then you're just like fucked.
Yeah.
And then I
nap. That's what I do when a girl tells me to give her 6 inches.
3 now and 3 later.
I nap, and then before I go out for shows, I take like 2 coffees. And I think that's why I'm...
By the way, the sign of an addict is he just called it taking coffees.
I mainline some coffees.
Is there a day where you could just not drink coffee and see if you fall asleep early?
Well, I'll be honest. I was on the road, and then I came back, and I slept all day Monday, like until 6 p.m. to like catch up.
Those are the days that'll fuck you. You just got to stay up like 24 hours.
So fucked. This morning at 6:30, I was like, all right, if I ride my bike for an hour, that's 7:30. Get back, sleep from 8 to 9:30. That'll be like a little nap. And it's just, you know, I'm like bargaining with myself. Yeah. Just such a bad idea. And then I'm sleeping on the couch and my back is fucked up. Like, I don't know what's going on.
You've just been in a fight with your wife for days?
Yeah, me and the old ball and chain. No, I wish I had a wife. I fucking have no one to come home to, and I'm pissed about it.
And you're sleeping on the couch?
Yeah.
That means you just hate yourself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Too many memories of the bed.
I don't deserve the bed.
I can't stay in the room. But my apartment's, like, colder in the living room, and my room gets kind of hot, so I've been falling asleep on, like, I love being chilly when I go to bed, so I just put, like, a little sheet over me, right? Like, if I sleep in bed with someone, I get too hot. I don't know if I'm going to be able to ever be in a long-term thing again.
You and me both, buddy.
I have way too many weird habits. Alex, you're judging me.
I just said, I mean, men are crazy. Everybody likes to be freezing cold all the time.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
So you can get cozy.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, because they're not getting poked at night by the skeleton next to them.
Yeah, Bones Brigade.
Sorry.
Dude, so I talked about it on the show. I was going, and you can already tell where this is going because I spoke in the past tense, but I was going 90 days, no porn, no masturbation, no sex, no dating, no nothing. And I was in San Diego and I fell off hard.
Yeah. Well, depending on how you fell off.
How'd you fall off?
Well, here it is. I went like 30 days. I jerked off. I didn't look at porn. I started, like, just a frenzy to get pussy in San Diego. After a show, this chick DM'd me, and I was like, ditch your man and let's hang out. She goes, all right, I'm going to make him leave. Come through. And I was like, fuck yeah. This rules. I felt like a god. I was like, yes. And I was like, all right, where are you? And she's like, he won't leave. I was like, well, kick his ass out. And she goes, I'm tired. And I was like, fuck you. Oh, I was so excited. And then my second option fell through. And this is prior, earlier in the day. I was like, my back hurts. I need a massage. So I went to a Thai place. And she jerked me off. And I didn't expect it. It just kind of happened. And because I had it jerked off in so long, I came twice. She like jerked me off from behind. And then I was ready for round two like 10 minutes later.
Did you
she
double tip?
Me over. Yes, I double tipped. I tipped extra. Shout out Angie. And when I came, she goes, I am invincible. And I go, Angie. She goes, it is my job to treat you like king. And I go, Angie, you're my queen. And she goes, queen is at home. I am your concubine.
Oh, wow. That's
wow.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Yo, Angie ruled.
Angie was the shit, dude.
What are we talking age was?
She was a little older.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But it was all right. She was good. The massage, amazing. I have, anytime you get jerked off, they do not give you a good massage, which is why I didn't think I was going to get jerked off. And there were signs everywhere. There was like, no sexual activity. Do not ask for sex. You'll be kicked out, blah, blah, blah. But there is kind of a love language that you speak, like when you're on your stomach and they kind of touch your butt, you raise your butt in the air and go, mmm.
Yeah.
So that they kind of know what's up. So I did the little raise and the mmm.
I love that your love language is what a cat does when you pet it too hard.
I'm gonna jerk off my cat.
I've gotten a lot of massages, never got jerked off until yesterday.
What?
Oh, yeah. You did it? He's been telling me he's been trying for like weeks.
So here's the thing. I haven't been trying this. There's this lady who would massage me, and she'd like rub like my taint,
mm-hmm.
literally.
And that's the start.
She's like, "Is this okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." I mean, she never did it.
Did you raise your little butt in the air?
I was on my back.
Your ship plops out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, this other lady, I wasn't expecting it.
Yes.
And she tells me to roll over, which is common. Chest, whatever, and then she just taps on my dick and goes, okay. I'm like, yeah. My heart started beating. I was all scared, like it was my first time fucking.
Like it was a sting operation.
Yeah, I ejaculated immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
quick.
Embarrassed.
They get you quick.
I wanted to tell her this doesn't happen often, but she didn't speak English.
No English at all.
No,
he also,
just enough to go, okay.
Yeah,
you also, to your thing, it has a thing where he doesn't come. He'll go, what was your longest stint? Like 180 days without?
I did like 3 or 4 months of
insane
retention. Yeah.
And he was just angry and punching holes in the wall.
Yeah, dude, I went
Ian
home.
Also does semen retention when it's other people's.
See how long I can hold it.
Gargle.
I went home and I was like miserable. And my mom was like, Ian, maybe you should try your one night stands again. You're not very happy. I was like, all right, maybe you're right.
Are you coming on
my
to
baby,
me, mom?
My baby needs some strange.
Yeah, yeah. Go out and get some trim. But yeah, I didn't look at porn though. I still haven't looked at porn. I don't know if I'm gonna jerk, but I did re-download the apps, and I've been swiping like a motherfucker.
The dating apps. Yeah. I thought you meant the porn apps. I'm like, that's dedication to just have a porn app on your phone where everyone can see it.
Oh, yesterday, God. When you got your dingle touched, in call, out call.
Where?
Were you at a place or somebody came over?
Oh, I was at a place.
Okay,
where?
Yeah. Yeah, don't. That's an off-air conversation.
I will tell you guys.
After. I was going to shout him out. It was a business.
I didn't know her name. It was just a few weird symbols. But, I'll tell you guys after.
That's all an old Patrice joke. It's like flowers, a star.
Oh,
and a
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. I'm proud of both of you.
Happy for you, man.
Thanks.
Are you going to do it again?
I think so.
Oh,
I'll try
boy.
To get her number.
Oh.
She's pretty old.
There was a place I used to go to, a lot, and me and the chick really had something. Then she wasn't there one day. I kept asking her out to dinner. But she would let me eat her ass. She was so hot. Whoa. Her name was Valentina. She was Brazilian. She was, like, so hot, and I would, like, eat her ass and jerk off afterwards. Fucking ruled.
You would eat her ass and then send her home?
That's... No, I would go there.
And eat her ass at the massage place?
Yeah, we dated for a while.
Oh.
No, we did. They weren't dates. I was paying for it.
That's wild.
She was so hot. Her name was Valentina. She was Brazilian. And it became like a regular thing. And then I didn't go for 2 weeks and I went back and she was gone.
Oh, so, man. She was looking
broke
for
her heart.
She was in the streets.
I know. I broke her heart.
Do you ever eat a hooker's ass and then think to yourself, I wonder where I am in the schedule?
I like
to
think,
is this the top of shift? Am I Egg McMuffins or am I like...
I'm such a lunatic. I thought I was the only one. I was like, she doesn't do this with everyone. I'm special.
Your ass smells like a mustache.
It was awesome. She was, it was like, is this real? Am I going to get in trouble? Like, she was so hot. And I think she was so hot that nobody tried because she was like, you know how like hot girls don't get hit on a lot because they're so hot. Guys are like, oh, it's not worth it. You know?
Yeah.
I thought it was like that. But, you know, with a
ass eating.
A Seuss.
Now, was at a Brazilian massage parlor or was she just the Brazilian girl?
She was just the Brazilian girl.
Because I feel like every place I've ever seen, it's only... Asian or like Russian?
No, it was like Asian, and Russian. Then this chick was Brazilian. And then when I went back, it was like this kind of hot Korean girl with like tattoos. And then she jerked me off, and it was like, this is no Valentino. I'm never coming back.
Do girls get happy endings? Do you think there's dude masseuse like...
Oh, yeah.
There's dude masseuses that definitely get arrested for it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty common thing. I think there was one guy... Fuck. I'm trying to remember. It was like an older Asian dude. And Alex, I don't know if we did it on this show or another one. And he was, he got charged, like 10 different women came forward.
Jesus Christ.
To say that he would finger them during the massage. And I'm like, I feel like 5 of you paid for that.
Yeah, it's like once you're to the point where he's about to finger you, you can be like, hey, no.
Oh, no, the one thing
that
he did.
Well, you could fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you could be like, oh, God, what's happening? And you just, like, freeze up.
He's like, this is part of the massage.
His one move that was in the article was that he would lean over the women to grab something and let his balls hit them in the face. Like he would have on, like, loose sweats, and he would teabag women.
That's... funny.
Listen, it's the perks of the job.
Yeah.
But Alex, did you find anything like this?
Yes.
The Cosby of the massage world.
More than 15 women came forward accusing him of sexually touching them. Or
can we see him? Is he an old Asian man like I remember? Did I put that in my head?
Hold on.
Is it the grandfather from Three Ninjas?
He fingered him and sold him a Mogwai? Yeah.
That dude's still probably in jail, too, and Cosby just got out, so...
You can't keep a good man down.
Yeah.
So, this is the guy that I found.
Oh. Okay. I remembered him being old. You know what? I probably made him older in my head.
And what Asian? Is he Asian?
His name is Tariq Mentori.
Oh, I might be thinking of somebody else, then. Well, it's still the same...
happens all the time.
Yeah.
How can she slap... Remember that video?
I don't.
No.
How can she slap?
Would she slap?
You never saw that?
I don't know that one, buddy.
Oh, it's this video of like this Indian television show, and this woman is supposed to insult guys, and she insults this guy like too hard, so he slaps her, and then she slaps him back, and he goes, "How can she slap?" And then everyone just attacks him.
That's funny.
Alex, type in, "How can she slap?"
Do you think that I mean, I would imagine that there are women that hire, like, but I think you just get a gigolo if you're a woman. Like, you just hire.
Speaking of which, I turned on Deuce Bigelow Male Gigolo at 6:30 in the morning.
Can I be honest?
Still holds
Not
up.
Not as bad as people would say.
Nope. Still holds up.
I remember this.
How can you slap? How can you slap?
You're mad about bloody.
How can she slap? How can she slap me?
How can you slap me? Bastard!
How can she slap that?
You bastard! How can you hit her?
Yo, she took it like a champ, though.
It's very progressive.
That didn't even faze her.
How can she slap me, sir? How can she slap me?
He's crying.
What a bitch. He slaps over and then
dead.
He's sobbing. Oh, look at the guy with the do-rag. Or the painter's cap. Go to the beginning. He says something and he thinks he's so like slick. He's like, no, you do. That's my favorite part. Watch.
Actually, the thing is that we don't want to talk with you, actually.
That's why don't you go and fuck off then?
You go.
Oh, shit. How can you slap? How can you slap?
He goes, why don't you fuck off? And he goes, you go. And he's like, yeah, chill me, bitch.
That, is that a show?
Yeah. These Aladdin sequels got dark.
She just stood there. Like, she took that like a fucking shit. Like, she was about to whoop his ass.
Ate that slap and looked at him ready for more.
Yeah, she was like, is this what we're doing? Yeah.
God, I love her.
I would say she hit him way harder.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably some doubt in his mind, like, should I be? And then he's already there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm committed to this slap.
No, she had follow through on that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's take a minute to talk about one of our sponsors, and it's Fat Tango Presents. It's scripted comedy, a podcast, which has been anonymously verified by a third-party firm to be bad boy comedian Luis J. Gomez's favorite podcast ever. Wow, what a weird thing to be proud of. In fact, it's widely rumored that he can't come without playing it during sex. That and the sounds of women's screams. If Luis likes it, you know you'll love it too. So every episode is a different story or premise. Some of the things you might hear at Fat Tango Presents: ghost hunters jerking off on doors, crime-fighting vans, sitcoms about porcupines, the plot to kill Black Santa Claus, breaking up with a clingy drug dealer, and selling your soul to the devil for drugs. Wow, this show sounds great. And there's other great shows on the Fat Tango Network, like Family Records, and They Might Be Bronies. So give the podcast a check out. If you like this show, why not click on over to Fat Tango Presents? Let's get back into our show. Are the causes out? The cause is out on a goddamn technicality. Just like Freddy Krueger, I couldn't be more impressed. Did you guys read why he's out?
No, not at all.
Mistrial, but what exactly?
So, the evidence that was brought against him, when he basically admitted that he...
raped women.
Yes. When he admitted that he had drugged and raped a woman, that he had already pled the fifth on with another prosecutor during a different case. So when they presented that at trial, that was illegal.
Double jeopardy.
Because he had already pled the fifth, and it was supposed to be like forgiven in the civil suit, that if he admitted this, they would get like this. The suit would go through, and I think somebody got money out of it.
Oh, wow.
That, and because they let other women testify, basically what actually sounds like, I just don't understand the court system, because other women testified that he had done this to them. That's not like how you're supposed to do it. Like, that doesn't mean he did it to the woman he got charged with.
Yeah.
And it's like defamation of character as opposed to proving guilt or innocence.
So he admitted to raping a woman who was not charging him. That's...
Yes. On a different...
Hey, whatever you got to do to get out.
I raped a woman, but not that woman.
Yeah. And she's a liar. Her friend, though.
Yeah, he's coming out, baby. Now, the question is, does he go back on stage?
I'd watch.
There's got to be some place that's already trying to book him. And, like, the funny thing is, like, is he going to stay, like, a clean comedian? Because he's got street cred now. He was in prison.
His material's all about jail.
Yeah. Like, telling the white supremacist not to curse.
Well, I thought it was like a bum move that he was like, this is a day for all black men. It's like, buddy, you're a rapist.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? How are people behind this? How is anyone defending this?
To be completely honest, so I
Felicia Rashad did.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I posted a joke about it yesterday, and some guy got very mad at me that I used the term technicality.
What?
He compared Bill Cosby to Emmett Till.
What?
Whoa. Wow.
In my comments. And I was like, that's a stretch, bud. And he's like, this is just another case of...
Wait, did Cosby whistle at them, though?
Yeah.
He did the... He whistled
his own theme song. Yeah, no, they say he compares... So this is another... Some crazy guy in my comments was like, this is another case of a black man being imprisoned for sleeping with white women.
Oh,
Emmett Till didn't even get pussy.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did nothing wrong.
At all.
Yeah.
So this is not...
It depends on your point of view.
Totally.
All right, guys, what are we doing?
We're like, Emmett, wait till she falls asleep. Ow! I'm going to regret that one day.
That's funny.
We hear by guys don't condone that kind of talk.
I mean, would you... I don't know if I would buy a ticket. But if he had a special, you gotta watch it.
Yeah. Someone's gonna record it. When Louis C.K. came back and everyone recorded his shit.
Do you think any channel would have the balls to give him a special?
Wasn't the rumor that he was gonna buy like NBC and then they put him in jail?
Yeah, suppose that's like a conspiracy theory, is that he was putting together his own funds or like getting a group of people together to buy NBC. And the reason all these charges came about,
offer more women jobs,
was because they were trying to keep him from having like a black owned conglomerate.
Yeah, it's a shame that never happened with BET.
They would just have to change what the N stood for.
Dude, I don't understand. I mean, it's like, do you remember the West Memphis 3 when they got off on an Alford plea?
Yeah.
The court system is so fucking, I can't even begin to wrap my head around it. But a lot of it at the end of the day is lawyers being like, all right, here's the deal. I'll give you this if you give me that. And they're just like bargaining with some poor guy's life. And then Cosby, I wonder if he knew this was going to happen.
I think if, or if he just blindly went into it. I think if they kept throwing money at it, you have to be able to find something. I think our court system is so convoluted that if you just keep picking apart the trial, you'll find something was fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, and it takes money. If you're rich, you'll get out of anything.
Yeah, I mean, O.J. Simpson got off.
Yeah. That's the tour.
Did
that's O.J. the tour.
Cosby?
Yeah. If we did it, tour.
Did
O.J. Cosby and opening act R. Kelly?
Did Cosby rape Nicole Brown or
Michael Jackson? That's why he got off.
It's the same girl,
dude. Oh my god! The other night, the cellar. So they have the Fat Black Pussycat Lounge, and then they have shows in the bar. So they have like two shows going on at once, and there's like a curtain in between. So sometimes if there's like a pause or whatever, you can hear the other crowd like laughing. And Chris Rock came in and did a set in the bar, and the crowd went like wild. And in the lounge, everyone was like murmuring, like, what is that? And the comic on stage goes, oh, you know, just so you know, sometimes stars drop in, and in the other room is Bill Cosby. Shout out Adrian Appalucci. That was fucking great. What do you know? There's a chance it may happen. What would you do if you were at like the comic strip and fucking Cosby dropped in?
I would sit down. I would watch that shit.
Pick his brain a little.
Yeah. I mean,
how'd you rape all them women?
Yeah, I would definitely.
He's never going to do stand-up again. He's fucking blind. He's decrepit.
I mean, he was still doing stand-up. He was doing theaters, like, right before the...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't, like...
Yeah, but you don't think this took a toll?
He wasn't recording specials. He was doing comedy not that long ago.
I still have a ticket from when I saw him in 2014 down in Delaware.
How was he?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I bet he was great.
I always hear people talking about how Cosby's like this stand-up legend. I've never seen or heard any of his stand-up.
That's the first tape I had when I was over there. Yeah. I had Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah, I remember hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, oh, it's fucking still really funny.
I might have to check that. Now I have to check it out.
God made man, and then he made, whoa, man.
Yeah, I think that was my first. The first two stand-up tapes I had were that and Jeff Foxworthy, You Might Be a Redneck.
Hey, wow. Well,
which my mom took from me. Yeah, I told you guys, my mom took from me because she said it was dirty.
Wow.
We're waiting for those Jeff Foxworthy allegations to come out.
Tides have turned. Dude, my first stand-up tapes were Tim Allen, Drew Carey, and Paula Poundstone.
Oh, was the Paula Poundstone the Pokin' at you?
I don't know. I forget. But I remember I like loved her when I was little.
What were your guys' first stand up?
Blue Collar Comedy Tour. I remember listening to that in the car. My friend's parents had a tape, and then me and my dad really bonded over Nick Swardson. He loved that fucking
special.
Oh
no way! That's awesome.
Seriously, Who Farted or whatever.
Well, if he's mad at you for being on this show, don't.
We used to watch that on Comedy Central together all the time, and he would just die at the farting. He likes fart humor.
Comedy Central, like 9 o'clock, you'd get like Dave Chappelle, Killing Them Softly. That's probably the first special I remember. Jim Gaffigan, Pablo Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are like the early, the first stuff.
That's such a great, that Pablo Francisco ecstasy bit. All those is so fucking perfect.
The sound effects.
Just yeah, God, it's so sad what happened to him.
What happened
to him? Video of him on a drug loop.
He's,
did you see that?
So I've heard, and I guess comics have talked about that, a lot of clubs have implicated a Pablo Francisco rule, which is the headliner does not get paid early. you do not pay your headliner on Saturday if he still has a show on Sunday.
Oh.
Because, wow. And I'm sure many other comics have done it, but I've heard it referred to as the Pablo Francisco rule. They would pay him on Saturday, and he would get drugs and not show up Sunday, and they would have no headliner Sunday.
Wow.
But yeah, there was a video of him on stage with another comic, and yeah, you can play it. He's stuck in a loop.
What club is this?
Hey, back right now? Oh, wait, hold on. Come on. What's that, sweetheart? You want your money back? Right. Refund? Okay, hold on. You're not going to have a refund right now. You're going to say right. He's fine right now. No, I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to. Hey, Steve, come back up here. Steve, come up here real quick. We're going to have some fun right now. I'm Casey Kasem. And this next song shows up. Okay, he's not going to fucking leave. Hold on for a minute. How many people think I can't get myself out of this? All right. What's that? Do I hear some faith over there? Okay, here we go. Hold on. He's not going to fucking leave. I like that fucking juice right there, buddy. Okay. All right, fuck this bullshit. Right now, on the count of three, let's get ready. Arnold Schwarzenegger's back with what? What's that? Yeah, there you go. I need some tortilla boy.
Jeez.
Okay. What's that, sir? Leave me alone. This summer, Chuck E. Chan's back. Leave me alone. Come back.
I'd rather hear a deposition from Cosby's trial than this.
Honestly, comparing that to my performances, he's crushing right now.
Kermit the Frog. No, I'm not going to leave right now. I'm going to stay right fucking here. Okay?
It's so weird to have somebody be so angry in their real voice and then go into bed and go into silly.
How awkward do you feel for the guy just standing next to him on stage?
Was that his feature act?
He doesn't think this summer Jackie Chan can get the fuck out of this.
He's doing it again now.
You want to turn me off?
Do you think he's...
He's in sweatpants.
What's he on? Like an... Because an acid loop?
I want some. No, it's like a...
No, I think he's on something amphetamine-wise, and okay. He's just
ketamine.
Restarting over and over again.
That's rough.
That was funny.
That's pretty good.
Get up for that guy right now. Mr. Magoo? Okay. Mr.
Pablo Francisco is on crack.
What's that, sir? What's that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard he has a good time. I've heard he gets fucked up.
Yeah, the week before.
You can't tell.
Seems so wholesome from my memories, but...
The week before that, they had Sam Kinison, who is my dad's favorite comic. Every time my dad calls me, he's like, you should do more Kinison stuff.
You should bring a woman on stage in a leash.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't...
You should fuck twins.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think you've ever
you
seen
me. You should die in a car wreck.
That's what he means. That's
you should
what
impregnate
means.
Your best friend's wife.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, poor I'm not going to act like LeBeau. That hasn't happened.
That is. I saw that on the LA.
Yeah. Dude, that the funny thing, I think they showed a picture of her. The daughter.
She looked like Brody Kinison.
The second you see her, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Sam Kinison.
Oh, God.
You're like,
Do you have a picture of her?
Oh, boy.
Ma'am Kinison.
But, yeah, when LeBeau talked about it, he was like, well, it turns out she's not my daughter. And they tested Sam's brother, and she shares a lot of DNA with Sam's brother.
Oh, God.
And Sam's the only guy that had a key to my house.
Oh shit. No. When did he find out? After he died.
Yeah, much later after he died.
God. We don't Kinison have a
really, but I feel like Kinison's one of those examples of a comic that is really, really good and then does arenas and it gets really, really bad.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
His last special was unwatchable.
Yeah, like his, arena comedy in general doesn't work unless you're
Jim Gaffigan.
Yes. And I don't think his arena shit is terrible.
I never got it. My dad would show me all these tapes. He's like, this is the guy. This is who you need to be like.
Early Kinison's the shit, dude.
I never got it.
He's a fucking man.
Yeah.
I love it. But then there is a steep drop off.
He's from the same town I'm from, Peoria, Illinois. Him and Richard Pryor. He's not from there. He lived there for a while.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the story of what he did to Ralphie Mae?
No.
No.
Oh.
This is my favorite.
So Ralphie was a local con. He was doing like open mics at like a pizza place, and yeah. shockingly, and
shut him down. Mics.
They had a contest, like a local comedian contest, and the winner gets to open for Sam Kinison. And Ralphie had like 5 minutes, and he wins. He meets Kinison. He gets like picked up in a limo or whatever, and Kinison talks to him about comedy, and he goes, "And listen, these are my fans. So if you're out there and you start doing bad, just curse at them, insult them, tell them they're redneck pieces of shit, and they'll love you. They'll think it's great. They'll think, you know, you're busting their balls." So Ralphie goes out, and he's a young comic. He's nervous, and he runs out of shit. He's supposed to do however long. He only has 5 minutes, and he runs out.
I heard he flipped a punchline.
Yeah, I think, he fucked up.
Caught up in it, and they tried to redo it.
And yeah, so they start turning on him. And he, you know, he starts cursing out the crowd. You fucking fuckers!
Yeah, you fat cunt! Fuck you!
Yeah, you redneck piece of shit! Yeah. Now everybody's booing. And Kinison runs out and goes, "Cut his fucking microphone! How dare you speak to these people like that?
These are my fans.
My fans. And I give you my word that this man will never perform in comedy again."
And then they get off, and Kinison was like, "That was great, kid!" And he started bringing him on the road.
At least it ended well.
Yeah.
It was nice. Well, not awesome? Well, not now for either.
I fucking love that.
Yeah. I had a friend open up for John Lovitz, and like John.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And he like requested that my friend his intro was my friend insulting John Lovitz. And then John Lovitz comes out. He's like, "Whoa, that was weird, right?" Like that was his whole intro.
Now do me a favor. Buy my book.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy my book.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've also never... I need to watch more stand-up.
I can't help but keep just seeing... You look like out-of-work Macaulay Culkin.
Dude, honestly, I'd never...
How often do you get that?
I had never heard that before until I did this fucker show, and then all the comments were like, "He looks like Macaulay Culkin fucked Ron Weasley." And I'm like, I don't...
Alex is agreeing.
I've never...
I thought you were going to say Ron Weasley.
Who's Ron Weasley?
From Harry Potter.
Nah, I never saw
it. Okay, now you're the weird one.
Yeah, I've actually never seen Harry Potter either.
Really? Hell it's so scary.
Fuck you.
You should watch it sometime. I'd never heard that before till recently. And then I was like, I don't agree. I don't think. Is it the hair? I need to cut my hair. That's probably.
You just look like disheveled Macaulay Culkin.
All right, okay. So he's just Macaulay Culkin.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Extra to cool.
He got in trouble because his wife is, I think, Brenda Song. Oh, yep, there it is.
Yeah, dude, that does look like... If he had more confidence...
Who, me or him?
Him. You're very confident.
If
he had more confidence and a horrible beard...
I like what this has become.
You look like the dad that doesn't talk to him.
Yeah?
Like, you're at, like an island bar. And he's waiting, and he's sitting next to the phone on his birthday.
Yeah,
and then you heard he did a podcast called Bye Guys, so you're disowning him.
Hey, I'm waiting for the call after this.
Oh, there he is. Yep.
Rupert Grint.
Oh, wow.
Know that fucker's name.
You know, we bring up Lovitz. Did you guys see Andy Dick got arrested for assault with a deadly weapon?
What?
No.
Andy Dick got arrested for assault with a deadly weapon for, I believe, attacking... I read his lover with a chair... And he's like fully like in jail for full time like big boy go to jail assault.
How has he not gotten Me Too'd?
He did, and I think it just nobody.
Oh, he did.
A bunch of people came up and
I was like,
"Yeah, no shit."
Yeah, yeah. It's, his last name's Dick. What do you expect?
Yeah. Wait, Alex, do we have his mugshot?
Yeah, I think he got Me Too'd for taking his dick out a bunch. I think somebody accused him of like rubbing his dick on somebody at a show. He had a bunch of accusations, but I think everyone was just like, "Yeah, that's Andy Dick. What are you doing in a room with Andy Dick?
If you're
in a room with Andy Dick, you made some bad decisions."
I like that a chair is a deadly weapon. Like, what kind of chair was it? A lazy boy?
Have you ever seen a video from Dallas BBQ?
Is this recent?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Super recent.
See, they're showing us like older mugshots.
I hope he looks like he did when he was in The Cable Guy at Medieval Times.
Oh,
Where is it, Alex?
Is it not a current news thing?
She accidentally Googled Andy's dick.
It's in the news, but all the mugshots they're showing us are like appear to be.
Oh, he looks crazy on that third one.
Wow. He looks good to the right of that. Oh, there's not. Yikes. Wow.
Yeah, this one's from 2008.
Was he a stand-up comedian? Like, how did he get...
I remember the Andy Dick show. That's the first thing I knew.
I think he... So he was on the Ben Stiller show.
Right.
And I want to say, if he wasn't doing... I think he was doing characters.
He did News Radio with Rogan, right?
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
Like, I think he did... what's that fucking bookstore that they all did?
Not Largo.
Before that, there was a bookstore that I think Garofalo ran.
Oh.
And I think Andy Dick would go up and do characters there.
She read her set out of the book?
That was the beginning of the Notebook comedy.
Oh, man.
Because it was a weekly show at a bookstore, and the rule was you couldn't repeat material. You had to do a new set every week.
Oh, that's funny.
That was the beginning of comics going on stage with their notebook, because they had just written their set that day.
Oh,
and that's where you get like the backpack notebook alt comic like scene came out of this bookstore that they were all working out of, because none of the clubs would book them.
Oh, cool.
I read out of my notebook, but I usually lately I've been getting a little too drunk to remember my shit, so that's why. It's not because it's new. It's very old, actually.
I like having like a cheat sheet in my pocket. I used to write like more. I used to write everything meticulously.
Yeah.
Now I much rather go on stage and try it and then write down what I thought worked.
Yeah.
I was checking my pockets to see if I had one. Like, what I usually do is I write it like, I'll write like 15 jokes on a piece of paper that big, like very small, just the headlines of the, or the keyword. And then I keep it in my hand. And if I have to check, I'll do a mic switch and peak, so no one can tell. I think no one can tell. I think they definitely
I've been headlining it because it's been so long. I've been putting like a sheet on the stool. But I've been doing this thing where when I do regular shows, I just ask people to shout something out, and I just go off on that. It's been so fun.
Something other than faggot.
Yeah. It's been like so fun because I get tired of my jokes. And then I'll listen, and if something works off that, then I'll write something about that.
That's great. That's a great method.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Does someone ever yell something out, and you're just like, ah, shit, I got nothing? What, you just riff into something
just
else?
Riff off of it.
That's great.
And then sometimes it would just roll into material that I already have.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking like it. It's like made me enjoy stand-up again, because I was like hating it for a while.
Yeah.
You know when you're like in a rut and you can't like come up with anything?
Oh yeah, like right now, that's me. That's yeah. It's not been a good couple months, but hey, who's counting? How you been, Nathan?
We found your kryptonite, comedy.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm all right. I do all right.
Been doing roast shows lately.
Comedy
so
Fight Club
forces you. Yeah, that.
Oh yeah,
it that's forces fun. You to write. That's a good way to get out of a rut, because you have to.
by writing material you could never use again.
Exactly.
He goes on stage. Now imagine this guy. He's 3 foot
tall. PowerPoint presentations.
Just a picture of him.
While I appreciate everything roasting did for me, I'm very glad to be out of that bubble, because it was too stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah, it was like life. It felt at the time. It felt like this is what I'm gonna do, or I'm not doing comedy.
Okay.
Because it was like, that's when the show was on TV and shit. And I was like, this is like my shot. So I was like constantly fucking freaking out about it.
Yeah.
And I was battling, like, there was a point where I was battling like twice a month.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, I was so fucking, I was so stressed out about it constantly. Because it's so much, people are like, it's only 12, like, that's like, Lewis, who ran it, would always be like, what, it's 10 jokes.
Yeah. Lewis. Yeah. Yeah, right.
And it'd be like, no, it's like days of work.
Yeah, it's like 50 jokes parts down to 10.
I was never like that. I always just spent the time on the joke. I never overwrote like that. I would just take the ones I liked and really work on the wording on those.
I felt so bad that the first one I did was against Erica Sparrow, who we had on last week. And Alex.
It's really one of my favorite roasts of all time. It was so much fun, Ian.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I had like a runner where I kept calling her a horse in like different ways. And like I was like, I just want to thank everyone for being here. And I want to thank you in the front row for feeding Erica peanut butter to make it look like she's talking. And I just kept calling her like horse face in all these different ways. And then at one point I took out a carrot and I gave it to her.
I mean, it still had the green on it. It was like a Bugs Bunny.
I know, I bought it at
it
Chelsea Market awesome. Right before I fucking went to the roads. I pulled it out of my back pocket. It was fucking awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, I loved it. Those were really fun, but they're so stressful. And then it's like, at a certain point, everyone said everything they can about you, and you're just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's a challenge to pretend to laugh at what the other person just said.
Oh, yeah.
So that you give the illusion that you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Watching them go bad. There was nothing more fun. Yeah.
Do you remember that one dude? Better. I think he like booked Stress Factory. He booked something.
I was there for this.
Yes. And Tony Hinchcliffe was one of the judges.
I performed that. That was the night I battled Christy.
Oh, wow.
So dude, this fucking guy, I guess he booked the Stress Factory, right? Was it Stress Factory or was it another club?
I think it was.
And he
came out swinging.
And
against Lewis when he got introduced.
Yeah, like he just started like insulting everyone. It was not a likable way to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the crowd was just like, nope, not you. And then he bombed.
Yep.
And then he tried to like save face by pretending he was too good for it.
Yep.
And he goes, well, whatever, fuck this place. I book an A room.
Yep.
And somebody went, yeah, you book it. That doesn't mean that you're funny. That means you put funny people on the stage.
And then Tony Hinchcliffe read him to filth.
Yeah.
Like straight up, like was just tearing him apart and was like, look at you. You're shaking right now. Look how red your face is getting. You're upset. This isn't going how you thought it would. You're thinking everything you're deciding to do is a bad idea. And like, dude, the kid was shook. Shook. But to his credit, he stuck around and he didn't like.
Yeah, he went up to the bar and hung out. Do you remember, and they will remain nameless, the comic who ran off stage during the battle?
No.
Oh.
Give me a penny.
Oh.
Give it. Tell
dude,
us
they were so fun years ago. I can't imagine, like, I just can't imagine doing it now. It just seems like, I don't know.
They've been doing it in the...
Oh, shit. Wow.
They've been running them out of a Times Square penthouse that I used to live in briefly.
Yeah, because there's one thing that I want to do in a roast battle. It's have to take my shoes off first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's there's a big sign on the door. This rich-ass doctor who used to let me live in his fucking penthouse.
Is there anything rich guys won't let you do to their things?
Look, I... Oh, yeah. I forgot
Wait,
I told that other
story.
Wait,
you did live in his penthouse?
I lived there for like 6 months. Nathan introduced me to him.
Yeah.
And then like one night, my girlfriend kicked me out. And I just called up the doctor. I'm like... I knew him for a week. I'm like, who's awake right now? It's 2 a.m. I call him up. And I'm like, Sadra, I know... Oh, shit. Doctor, I know I've only... I don't
Dr.
know.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I know I've only known you for a week, but I need a place to crash tonight. You're the only one awake. He's like, yeah, come by. And like, I hung out there for an hour. He's like, I'm gone 2 weeks out of the month. You should just live here.
What?
And it's like a big at... Like, yeah, he's just... We just vibed, and I lived there for like 6-7 months.
That got weird.
It did get weird.
Oh,
but
really?
They hated each other.
Well, towards the end, we hated each other because, like, the whole reason he wanted me to live there is because he was like, "Look, I don't have a lot of friends, and like, I want people to hang out here. Like, just throw parties. Just like have a, like I paid my rent in parties, pretty much.
What?
And and then towards the end, it was getting like outrageous parties where shit was getting stolen.
What kind of weird Van Wilder life?
Yeah. I feel bad for not talking enough.
You really
on
live
here.
Like your shirt.
Yeah. So it got down to the point where like he was blaming me for shit getting stolen, for not blaming me for stealing it, but for not watching the room. Like he would invite people over to have parties when he was out of town, and I'm like just chilling. And now I have to host this fucking party, and oh, I guess I'm gonna do cocaine again tonight. What, you know? And then
would he supply you with coke and stuff?
No. He would supply us with like acid, but that's
whoa.
The acid got stolen.
Yeah, the acid got stolen, and that was a big thing. But
very upset.
So he kicked you out.
It was It was like a mutual leaving. Yeah. He was like, I want you out. I'm like, I want to leave. And yeah. Yeah. It got weird. But hey, it was a killer 7 months. I'll tell you that.
You moved to December, or in December 2020. No, 2019, you moved here.
To New York, yeah.
A year and a half. You've lived in what, 5-6 places?
What?
Yeah.
It's fucking, I hate moving.
You're transient.
I don't have a lot of stuff. And it's just like, I don't know, it's been so easy for me to just find a place. Like, my first 4 months here.
Because you don't have any standards.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll just live at this doctor's house.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. Like, whatever's there, I'm a minimalist. Like, I don't need a lot. I need a place to sleep. And then I'll go out and do stand-up or whatever.
Uh-huh. Hey, Bi Brigade. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Say it with me now. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service. It's super easy. No visit to the doctor's office. No awkward late waiting in line at the pharmacy. You fill out an online questionnaire, and they're going to send you your Blue Chew chewable tablets in discreet packaging to your house. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Here's a special deal for you guys. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, to receive your first month free, just $5 shipping. And thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Let's get back into the show. Sweet. So how sad has his doctor's life gotten that now they're doing roast battles in his apartment?
Yeah, I mean...
Do you ever show up there and you guys can't make eye contact?
Yes, actually.
Oh, no.
No, he banned me from there for a little bit because I owed him $30. And I paid him the $30. He's like, I guess you can come back. And then...
kind of doctor is he?
He's a gastroenterologist. He's a butthole doctor.
Wow.
Yeah, so he would like do experiments on me.
And yeah, right.
Can you please tell Ian about the politician?
Oh, I got it. Okay.
What?
I'm so sorry. It's just, I know, I want to see Ian's reaction.
Well, like,
it.
I've been waiting. Like, I haven't talked too much on this because I've been waiting for the gay shit to happen. This is Bi Guys, right? Is it
Wait,
just a,
what?
It's just a podcast hosted by Bi Guys, or does gay stuff happen here?
No.
All right. All right.
Depends on the direction.
Depends on how Macaulay Culkin the guest look.
I thought I was going to have to kiss Nathan.
We don't have to.
We practiced for nothing.
Outside making out like, oh, we have to commit.
So wait, what is this about a politician?
it was a lot more natural when it was brought up on his show. But
I want to see Ian's reaction so bad.
It was like about three years ago, I did this show in St. Louis where I was living, and it was like a bar show. And after the show, I met this very attractive older lady, and we start hitting it off. We start making out. We go to the parking lot, and I'm like, hey, my place or yours? And she's like, well, here's the thing. We can have sex, but my husband has to watch.
What?
And I'm like, all right, I've never done that before, but you're so hot, I'm down.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, here's the other thing. He's the state senator of Missouri.
What?
And I'm like, okay. So she's like, yeah, you can't like talk about this. You have to be, and he has to like interview you.
Well, there you go.
So we didn't have sex that night. And then like a week.
He interviewed you?
A week later, I show up at, she ran a voodoo shop too.
What?
I showed up at her shop and she like gets him on the phone and she was like describing me to him. I was in a lot better shape with nicer hair. And she was like, what do you think? And he's like, yeah, sure. And she's like, do you want to hear him eat my pussy while you're on speaker? And he's
what?
Like, yeah, do it. So that happened. And then like once a week from
there. Was that the interview?
How loud do you eat pussy?
That was the interview. No, wow. She was just like playing it up. She was real porn
Were you making
star
like
stuff.
Cookie Monster noises?
Yeah.
One, two.
Senator wife pussy.
So like from then
Wait,
on.
Wait, are there any pictures of her online?
No, let's not blow up
with together.
I'll show you after.
Yeah, don't blow her up. You already said state senator from Missouri, but it doesn't matter.
So, like, from that point on, for like a few months, once a week, he would pay me to take her out on a date. We'd like go to a bar or something, and then we'd go back to the hotel, and then he would already be in the hotel room, just in his suit. And yeah, we would fuck. He would watch. And
what would he do while he watched?
Nothing. He would just sit there and stare at us,
like stare through you, like despondent.
No, he would like
with hungry eyes.
Get into it, like check the angles, and then
he wouldn't. Would he say anything?
No.
And you could get hard with him in the room.
Yeah, she was hot. Yeah, hell yeah. She had big fake titties. And and then, like, I would finish and he would get up and, like, kiss her and be like, I love you. I'll see you later. And then just leave us in the room together.
And what would you guys do?
We'd fuck some more. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah. Condom or no condom?
No condom, no.
Finish in or out?
In. Yeah.
Wow.
Requested.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, the first
anal?
Time.
Anal?
No. She's a fucking classy bitch. and then, like, the first time it happened, I'm like, what was the deal? Like, he didn't jerk off. She's like, no, he watches it, and then later he calls me a filthy whore and slaps me while we fuck. I'm like, oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
Cool. That's, like, his thing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that went on for a few months, and then...
It's funny how he can't suspend his disbelief. Like, he has to see it. He can't just role play it.
It was wild. He was like a little fucking nerdy looking dude too, and his wife is so hot. And then we had to stop because he was running for mayor, and she was like, "We can't have like journalists following us around."
Oh my god!
Like, catching you going to into a hotel.
Have you talked to them since?
Yeah, I've talked to her a couple times, but you know, just like it's like she'll text me drunk sometimes, and then I'll be like,
dude, you should have lived with her instead of this fucking.
They
gay
were gonna
doctor.
Like before he started running for mayor, they were gonna like take me on vacation to Mexico with them and stuff.
Dude,
yeah,
that rules.
It was wild. It was a wild time.
Did you have to refer to him as the senator?
No, I literally only talked to him once the first time. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And he was like, nah, that's not what this is.
So you would just ignore each other in the room?
Yeah, yeah.
Was there foreplay and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, yeah. Not between me and him, no.
Would you guys dirty talk in front of him?
She would, yeah, yeah.
Would you be like, fuck me in front of my husband?
Yeah, one time.
aye, Captain.
I remember explicitly one time she said, this would only be better if you were black.
No way.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. For him, like, or her?
For him, I think, yeah.
So you just
probably her, too. Probably.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You're just like, show enough.
Yeah.
We've all heard that before, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
Yeah, young.
I love that.
Young
good 20, for you.
23-year-old man just getting himself into a fucking predicament.
Wow.
You fucking young buck.
Yeah, yeah.
Tearing up Missouri high society.
Yeah.
How many times did this happen?
Once a week for like 3-4 months.
Wow.
Like
holy
that.
Shit. Yeah. Was it a specific day or was it different days?
It was whenever we were free because, you know, I had shows. They had press conferences.
Oh, my God. What a fucking difference in priorities.
Yeah. And he would provide us with, like, drugs, too. He'd be like, what do you like? I'm like, I like coke and I like booze. And he's like, it'll be there in the room.
And like, so you just do coke, booze, fuck a hot chick in front of her husband.
Yeah, and get paid a couple $100.
And they'd pay you, too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So when he paid you for the date,
he gave the money to her, and she would give it to me.
Okay.
Cash.
Yeah.
In an envelope. Yeah. How much?
Like a couple hundred.
Each week?
Depending on how well of a good
so
of a job.
So you were a prostitute?
I guess, yeah.
You
sure.
Definitely were a prostitute.
I never thought of it like that, but...
You were a gay male prostitute. You were a gigolo.
Yeah, yeah. I stumbled into it. It's not like I was. It just happened.
Wow.
Well, listen, you were a young kid with a head full of dreams, and
yeah.
You got pulled into this seedy world.
I mean, it's yeah. It gets the. I didn't mean to say yeah. It gets the job done. It's all right. It's like long, but like skinny, kind of. It's
same
like,
here.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have the same penis.
Which honestly, I don't think girls. I think girls would prefer if it was shorter and like a little because girls like
wider.
The girth, right?
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like you're not if you're hitting the ceiling, it's not as good as filling the room, you know. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
You gave women ammunition against us. They can use that line.
It won't hit the back, but it'll fuck the sides up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just stabbed the cervix.
Oh, it does.
They don't feel anything else.
It did its job.
Wow.
She also would like really play it up. Like she would do like porn star stuff.
Would
like,
she come or no?
It was hard to tell because she was like faking it. like faking the noises so much for him. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, she was old, so just dust would come out.
Yeah.
It was like when you bang erasers together.
So,
wow, good for you.
Yeah, it was a wild time.
I'd hit her up.
Oh no, I can't do that.
No,
I have a very lovely, loving girlfriend now, who hates when I tell this story. Yeah.
So she knows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She hates it.
Yeah. No, No, I told it on his show the other day. She was like, "Really, we're telling this story again?"
Oh, she listened to a show.
Oh yeah, shit! I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
She's a big fan. No, it doesn't. It's whatever. It's like it's a thing that happened. What am I?
Yeah, that will never happen again because you're in love.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. It's
now show us your penises.
This is the gay stuff. Here we go.
I sent a dick pic to him once as a joke, and then he photoshopped my brother onto it and sent it back.
Honestly,
to me.
He has one of the funniest dick pics I've ever seen in my life.
By onto it, was you're his brother RKOing his dick?
No, I just took a long body shot of Randy and put it over his cock, and
I thought he had it by the head.
And then I posted it on my Instagram story.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
But it was hilarious because he took a picture of his dick from underneath.
Yeah,
that's a good move.
So his face was just way in the background, and it looked like he was photobombing his dick selfie.
One of the biggest innovations in dick pic technology was mirror mode on the cell phone.
Yeah.
So that you can see it from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Mm. Yeah. It does look bigger from the bottom. It's a good angle. Yeah.
I like to just show, I don't show one side of it so they don't know how skinny it is. It's perfect.
Have you ever taken a dick pic with a wrestling belt on?
No.
That'd be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
If you ask your brother, you're like, "Can I just borrow this?" No reason.
He used to send me dick pics all the time
of his brother.
No, just his dick. And he thought it was funny. And then one time, I got him a job at this place when I first moved out here, I got a job at this fucking company. I got him a job there, and I knew he was like in sales meetings. It's just a picture of Randy Orton.
No, I just showed you a picture of my dick.
Oh, well, you got a
shit. I just wanted to be friends like you guys are friends.
You have a piercing in it too, right? Yeah. I've heard that story. So I knew he was like in sales meetings and like training meetings. So I just started texting him back pictures of his own dick, hoping that the boss would walk by and see him looking at a picture of his own dick. And like, I'm like, what could happen from that? Like, if a boss sees you looking at a picture of your own dick, like either you're going to get fired or promoted. Like, the ball's on this guy.
Literally. It's
when I used to work for a channel many years ago, we had to have a yearly sexual harassment meeting.
Yeah.
And it would be like 2 hours long. And it's everything. And when you work for a TV show, it's just, you basically have a day where a lawyer talks to you about everything you can't do. And my friend Stuart also worked on the show with me. And he's a bear. And he's a big, big boy. And I spent the entire meeting sending him dick pics and watching him check his phone in the middle of the meeting.
Oh, that rules. I had a new tattoo on my thigh. And I was like, I got a tattoo. And my buddy's like, "Let me see it." And I sent a picture. I had no pants on. Someone just dick is out. I'm like, "Do you like the tattoo?" Stavros did not like it.
Oh, come on. Sending dick pics to your buddy is always funny.
Oh, it's great. It's the best. My buddy sent me a picture of him peeing.
Nice.
Like full stream?
Full stream.
Midstream.
Cock in hand.
That's an impressive, like a picture to take. You have to be, he probably missed the toilet.
You need a video of that.
Yeah, you gotta have to see how strong that stream is.
This girl on Instagram talked me into sending her, and I did it.
Oh, shit.
I sent her a picture, a little short video of me busting a nut on a towel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's like, "Send me a picture of you coming." I'm like, "I don't even
know." Picture.
That's timing.
Send a video. Yeah, yeah.
Like mid, like you have to time that perfectly.
Did you make noises when you sent it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like me just like enjoying myself. Like,
You got to send me that one.
Yeah, right.
I'll edit your brother into that one.
Yeah. Or give him the towel.
Have my cum pin my brother.
Yeah. This is just evolving to that's you guys really fucking gross. Each other.
Oh, no, we're very good friends.
Are you jerking off? It's like a joke.
We're bringing it out of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is great.
Hey, bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye, guys. We're, yep.
It's hot when you get a video of them coming and they say your name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I like sent him one. I just said, oh, Randy Orton's brother.
Great news, fans. You guys know Yo Kratom. Well, they just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We've got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8's legal, it is time to stock up and party all summer with our buddies at Yo Delta. What's Delta 8? Well, it's something found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide. It gets you high. They do vapes. They do gummies. They sent them to us. And goddamn, do they work. It is potent. And listen, if you're living in a state where weed's not legal yet, you can order this to your house. There's no creepy dude that has to come over, bother you and your friends, try and F your chick. No way. Get YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high. So that's YoDelta.com, and if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Get high all summer long with our friends at YoDelta, and let's get back into the program. Oh, man, I'm so out of I've been with my chick for so the picture I took, I sent her the other day as a come-into-the-bedroom.
Oh,
invitation.
The one you just sent me?
I just showed you.
Nice.
Not my best, but it was something.
Mm. Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
Hell yeah.
Did she like the piercing? Is that cool for her?
Well, what I did with her, I didn't tell her about it.
Yeah.
And I have a 2-gauge, so it's got some weight to it.
Jesus.
And yeah, the first time we hooked up, she saw it for the first time. She had no idea I had it.
She was super into it.
She was pretty pumped.
Yeah.
I think I was going to get a blowjob. And then she saw my dick and was like, I'm going to fuck this dude tonight.
Yeah, okay. How does it feel for you? Does it, like, pull? Like,
no.
And it's an Albert, so it goes
Yeah, it goes in the head.
The pee hole?
And out, it goes in the pee hole and out the bottom of the head.
Yeah, I had a homie get one of those.
Did he know, like, how do you... Oh,
yeah, how's the pissing situation?
Normal.
Do you ever take it out and then it comes out both holes?
No. I had it out, it doesn't do that.
I had a friend who says that happened because he got
a bad piercing.
Yeah,
it might be just the
like a fucking.
How do you keep it clean as it heals and you're peeing and
because pee is sterile.
Sterile, yeah, you're right.
You clean it every time you piss.
My cum though is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, do you ever have to clean the cum out?
No, very rarely. Or if you do, it's not that bad. I had to clean shit out of it a few times.
Oh, hell
yeah. That's what we like.
Yeah, I pulled out of a girl's ass and a little half moon of shit just fell out from the
No,
room.
That could get so infected.
I thought you meant you shit out of your dick. Okay, that makes
No, I had sex with my Prince Albert a week after I got it, and I was told to wait a month and change, and I put in a chick raw, and it was like battery acid.
Oh.
It hurt so bad.
Ooh.
Never. And then every time I've stretched it since then, it's like, all right, give the boy a few weeks.
It's like sex after an abortion. There are just some things you shouldn't do. Yep.
I've done that.
Oh, no. That poor girl.
Yeah. Then you had to get another abortion.
Oh, I have so many gross thoughts in my head right now. I need to
right after the abortion, like they had
A couple days, and then we were going to a Halloween party, and we were both going covered in blood, and then we had sex, and I got a ton of vagina blood all over my shirt, and I still went to the party like that because it matched my costume.
Was she in pain?
What?
Was she in pain?
I don't care. Hopefully.
Were there any pieces left behind?
Like an eyelash and a tooth?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, it was just gelatinous.
Oh, man.
That is, whenever you pull your dick out, you fuck a girl on her period, it's never just blood. It's like black balls of shit.
Oh, yeah. Let's clean the slate. Tell us more about the politician's wife.
No, I know. You mean when you pull out your dick and there's like, it looks like there's like a blood vessel on it.
Yeah.
It's hanging.
I know. I don't like it. Mm. I'm a down dirty dog, but I don't like period sex.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Depends on, like, you know, it depends. Like, especially like a one night stand and she's like, well, we can't. I'm on my period. It's like, I don't give a fuck right now. like you already teased it. We got to.
Yeah, but that's
different. You're going to get AIDS.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wear a condom.
Yeah.
In New York, not in St. Louis. It's a condom-free zone.
I feel like I would want to wear a condom more in a small town because those girls are going
to
keep it.
That's the difference. It's like I'd barely worn a condom before I moved to New York. Like St. Louis, they don't ask you to do that.
It's just... Oh, no, when you're on the road and you go to a small town, every girl goes, just don't come inside me.
Yeah.
I feel like in New York, they're going
to... I'm condom always if it's a rando.
I also might be...
We could just sleep together a couple times.
I'm condom always unless they don't mention it.
Oh, wow.
I also might be sterile from all the steroids I did in high school. That might be...
You did steroids in high school?
Yeah.
Look at all these onion layers were peeling back.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was like 17, I think it like fucked up my dick. Because like I have to take like...
Dick pills?
Yeah.
Blue Chew?
Forhims.com. And like I was also on like T therapy for a little bit. Because when you take it when you're 17, your body's still producing its own, like it's still producing its own testosterone. So you just fill it with this synthetic testosterone. Your body's like, oh, I don't have to make this anymore. So yeah, it was cool at the time because I was like jacked, but then it had some serious side effects.
Did you play sports or you just pain?
Yeah. I did football, basketball, track. Mm-hmm. I'm from a small farm town where sports was.
Did it help you get into college?
No.
Was everyone on steroids or just you?
I was going to go to college for it. Then I went to prison and lost all my scholarships.
What'd you go to prison for?
Identity theft.
Whose identity did you steal?
My neighbor's.
Why?
Because I owed a drug dealer money and I needed money. He was going to kill me. Or he said he was. I don't know if he...
So you stole the identity to get money.
I stole a debit card and like guessed their PIN.
Uh-huh.
When I was 18, by the way, I'm a changed man. Right. But that...
Yeah, you're on steroids. It was a crazy time.
Exactly. Yeah. But like...
You're making rash decisions.
Yeah.
The act of like putting in someone's PIN of their debit card, that's identity theft.
Oh.
How'd you guess a PIN?
I was sleeping with the neighbor girl, and I just... It's either the last four of her phone number or her birthday, and it was her birthday.
Oh, so you stole the girl who you were sleeping with's card.
Yeah.
Wow, you dirty dog.
Did you use a condom?
No.
Do you have a picture of yourself at this age?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Can we see it? Can we pop it on the screen?
I don't... How do I do that?
Oh, I guess you'd have to see
it. I don't have, like, a lot of them. But yeah.
Well, you're living a life of crime. You probably don't want to document it.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you, like, huge? Like, Gold's Gym huge?
No, I was... I've always been, like, a... Like, I was... Well, now it's catching up with me. But, like, I was a very slender man. So I just put on, like, muscles.
You were slender man.
He was 8 feet tall with no face.
Yeah.
I just put on muscle tone.
Little girls kill each other.
Yeah. But wow. I did put on... I put on, like, 30 pounds in, like, 6 or 8 weeks. Like, yeah, it worked. Steroids work. For sure.
Did you owe the drug dealer for steroids or for other shit?
No, I was trying to sell weed because I thought I was cool.
All over some weed?
Yeah, man. It's a small town. Okay. And I owed him like $200 and yeah.
How long did you go to jail for?
The initial hold was like a couple weeks and then I did 6 months.
In jail.
Prison.
How old were you?
18.
Whoa. Holy shit, Alex, is this turning you on?
Little bit.
Oh, ho.
Yeah, it was cool. It was chill. Prison's chill. It's no big deal.
I beg to differ.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be chill.
It was like
we wouldn't know.
It was like adult.
To somebody who's been there.
It was like adult summer camp, and just like adult summer camp, we all fucked each other. So it's.
Did you have
I'm just
to
doing material now?
There was. Was it racially segregated?
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Did you have to join the Aryan Brotherhood?
No, I got my ass kicked because I refuse. And also, I'm from like a small farm town, so I'd never like really met a black guy until I went to prison. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, y'all.
That's the best place to meet him, probably.
I'm like, y'all are cool. Like, I fuck with y'all. And then like the Aryans were like, hey, man, you can't be doing that. You got to join us. I'm like, go fuck yourselves. And then I got my ass kicked.
By the Aryans. Oh,
sure. Yeah.
And it was okay for you to hang out with the different races?
No, it wasn't okay. No. I mean, it was okay with the different races, not the white guys. It was not cool.
I would be such a sellout if I went to jail. I would go right to the Aryan Nation and be like, you guys might have seen me on the Anthony Cumia show.
I was just like, look, I never even met these guys. Like, they're pretty chill. Have you tried talking to them? Like, I was trying to reason with them. But, like, they got some cool stories. Like,
so what was prison life for you like then? You hung out with the black dudes?
Yeah. Were there other white guys?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever like was just around. I pretty much kept to myself though. I was like, I was young. I was 18. I was scared. And
did anyone try to take you under their wing?
No, not really. I just my cellmate was real cool. I usually just hung out there, worked out, read books. Yeah, it was chill. It was whatever.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
You ever been to prison?
No. God, no.
I've been to jail, but never prison.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And
jail's worse because you don't get like your rec time. Like they don't owe you anything in jail.
Well, also when you go to jail, you don't, there's so much uncertainty. Like you don't know when you're going to see the lawyer, like anything like that. They keep you in the dark. I imagine in prison, you're like, I know the deal. I know what everything is.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was cool.
How did your family respond?
I mean, they were pissed. My dad was in Iraq at the time, so it was, yeah, I didn't, it was like whatever. For he was already gone, so, yeah.
What year was this?
2013.
Damn, your dad was in the Iraq war?
Yeah, yeah, he's lifelong military. He's been in for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, you're cool as hell.
Well, you both kind of gave back to your country in your own way.
Yeah.
What was your job in prison?
Kitchen. Serving up
shit.
Did
you see some gnarly shit?
No, not really. It's a pretty, I mean, it's a small town. Like, the prison was like 20 miles away from where I grew up. Like, Spoon River Institute or whatever. And no, shit didn't get too crazy there. It was.
What happened with the chick whose identity you stole?
I mean, she's still in that town. It was my sister's best friend.
Did you guys talk at all afterwards, or she was like,
no,
fuck
I actually
you.
I wasn't allowed to talk to her after.
Oh,
like it was a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you tell the senator's wife that you were in jail? Was that part of the
reason
she liked
that?
You?
Really? She liked that. Yeah.
Oh wow!
The pieces are all falling together now. You're a bad boy.
I was riding a motorcycle at the time.
There it is. Yeah.
She was into it.
Wow.
Oh.
Damn! Why'd you ever move to New York?
Oh, that's a whole nother story.
Wow. Look at this. I feel like this is Joe Dirt. We like brought you in here and we're finding out this story and now everyone's going to be like, we need more Lucas stories.
Yeah.
Is there anything else insane that you have to
up your sleeve?
Or should we save it? Because I'm so impressed.
I don't.
One thing just led to the next.
It just doesn't, like, it's not insane to me. That's the thing is like people. It's just, that's just how I grew up. I don't know. I grew up in a wild place of like small town Illinois, 2,600 people in my town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds so crazy.
So, so are you a felon?
Yeah.
So you can't get regular jobs?
I can get sales jobs. That's, no one gives a fuck in sales. Yeah. That's why I got into sales.
Mm.
Plus I was doing, So yeah, no one ever asked. No
At what point checked. Were you like, I got to go into stand up?
I was 20.
Fresh out the joint?
No.
Year and a half out the joint?
Yeah, and I was like working warehouse and landscaping.
Do you do like a prison talent show and you're like, wow.
No, I was just bored. I started a month after. Remember that motorcycle story I told you about ripping my asshole in half? I started a month after that. Yeah.
Dude, was that what you went on stage and talked about?
No, not at all. I did some fucking Jeselnik shit.
Like a little Dark Prince?
Yeah, yeah. No.
I just showed you a picture of the Dark Prince.
Ah, fuck. Damn, I think that's...
Yeah, dude, you guys are fucking great, man.
This was awesome.
I'm glad it...
This, this guy's life's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, but then we got Randy Orton's brother over here.
I know. Well, I didn't know how much to pry on that.
Well, and I also didn't want you to feel, like, defined by it.
Yeah. No, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm used to it. I just don't know shit to say about wrestling. I'm not very...
You don't watch it at all?
No.
Yeah,
Did you go
sometimes.
To, like, events and stuff growing up?
Yeah, like, I would... When they were in St. Louis, I'd go. Like, I met The Rock backstage.
Oh, wow.
Like, I remember, like, I was, like, 12, and he was, like, telling a story, and he, like, said fuck, and then he looked at me and said, sorry, buddy, and went back to the story. I feel like he said fuck just so he could apologize to have that moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very calculated move by Dwayne.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucas's stories are much better.
I know.
No way. Yeah, I am. No, you don't understand. He met The Rock, dude.
Yeah, that's actually pretty fucking cool.
I would trade fucking a senator's wife to meet The Rock.
Anyway. No, that's our Lucas or prison time. The Rock.
Lucas has great stories. I have a way better life expectancy.
Yeah,
so I'll take it.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Damn.
That was phenomenal. I think we should wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you guys very much one more time. Lucas Hinderleiter, Nathan Orton from the Monkey Don't podcast. And let's do plugs real quick before we get out of here. What do you guys want people to check out?
You can find me on Instagram at HinderLoser. And yeah, I'm just chilling in New York right now. I'm up at the Brooklyn Comedy Club pretty often. Check me out there.
You can find me at Nathan Orton NYC on Instagram. Also, I'm doing a roast battle at New York Comedy Club on July 8th and headlining Tiny Cupboard July 9th.
Ooh, yes.
Hell yeah, dude. Just check me out on Instagram at Zach is not funny. And whatever that date for the Stress Factory was.
Oh, yeah. July 17th?
Something like that. July 16th and 17th. I'll be featuring for Louis J. Gomez and doing the Depraved on the Late Shows both nights at the other Stress Factory.
Yes, in Bridgeport. iAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm going to start twitching again. Stop for a little while, but your boy is back. IanFidance.com. Chicago Zany is coming up at the end of the month. And, check me out in the city. I'm bouncing around everywhere you can do stand-up. And that's it. I don't know why I said that. But.
And if you guys love the show, you can always subscribe on GasDigitalNetwork.com. You get $1 off a month with our promo code GUYS. You get a 7-day free trial and access to the over 20 other great shows here on the network. Please make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, yes, wherever else you consume your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and leave a 5-star review. And leave 5 stars. Give us a review. That really helps us get our name out there.
Yeah.
We're just starting to grow, and we really, really appreciate everybody and all the support. We love you very much. This is Zach and Ian for now saying
bye, guys.
Hi, everybody. Before we go, if you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting the SDR show. That's right, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll with Big J. Okerson and Ralph Sutton. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. So if you like middle-aged men talking to women and bands from a long time ago, check out the SDR show. Here's a clip.
And Halford tells me that he doesn't warm up, which just shoots everything I just fucking said out the window. But I don't know if he's kind of embellishing the truth a little, because how cool would that be? You know, I don't need any of that shit. It's
his exercise is probably something gay and he doesn't want to tell you. Because you got to gargle jizz, but I don't want to know how to tell you that, Sebastian.
Dude, could you not fucking wreck this interview? Like, seriously. Like, Rob Halford's a friend of mine.
He's a genius.
Yeah, so spare the fucking comments, because I'm not posting that. That's for sure.
You don't have to post that part.
I think he's coming on next week, by the way. We just spoke to him. I just spoke to him today. I think he's coming.
Maybe you should skip those kind of comments.
Rob Halford and Sebastian, I would say that was one of the ties into to the show altogether, was that Rob and I actually met Rob Halford at it. You both did the goddamn comedy jam that is Josh's Here's show.
You did my TV show, remember? We shot it at the Roxy where you sang with Hal Sparks. It was 2017, January. You sang, not Back in Black, You Shook Me All Night Long with Hal Sparks. It was originally supposed to just be Hal Sparks. And then they were like, we need somebody that can help him. And then they got you involved and you just fucking killed it.
I think he's gone. Did we lose him?
I know he's here.
I think his video thing cut off.
I think his video just cut out. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure. I hear something. You hear like a weird... Sean, I think that's you, that noise I always hear.
have pinned quiet here.
Well, there's two.
He's here. I hear him like touching his phone. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he just turned the camera off.
Or it went out. I don't know. We'll see.
With the vamp. He is going to.
I think maybe, but he's. I can't tell. He's still connected. That's what we know.
Can you still hear us, Sebastian?
I hear you loud and clear.
We just can't see you.
I don't know what happened.
Your camera turned off.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's rebooting. We'll figure it out.
Sebastian?
I don't know what's happening.
He said he hears us.
Maybe something happened. We can give it a second. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Shannon, your thoughts? Yeah, I think I hear that he's there.
I see it. No, he's gone now.
Oh, he just left.
Yeah. So what happened
was, I think it was the jizz comment.
Yeah. I said it beforehand. There was no way we were going to make a full hour with Sebastian.
Why?
I mean, you didn't get past. I mean, it's a throwaway joke.
We got past the jizz part, but it was really Josh's mention of goddamn Comedy Jam that got
That's
him.
What set it off. Yeah. That's
fucking weird. Isn't that weird?
I know that he gets very, I don't know the word to put it is. He just doesn't have a sense
like
of
social justice-y or something. That was weird.
Know. It was weird. Yeah.
I pulled out of it because I was just like, no, like Rob Halford's a genius and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to think. That was just a pretty throwaway thing. He said he doesn't have any, no kind of warm up. But when I say it, I was like, he doesn't want to tell you because it's something gay.
Yeah.
Like, don't say that. He goes, is he not gay? I thought that was the whole thing.
No, dude, you also said he gargled jizz. He probably gargles jizz, right, Sebastian?
I'm not gonna lie to you. If you said that about any gay friend of mine, it's like that's their warm up. Why would you be upset about that? He's rock and roll, dude.
I know. I just there's been times in my life.
That's weird.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
So is he coming back on? Someone like Stevie wants to come back on. I'll apologize for the comment, but I mean, I like that's really like a.
Shannon, send a message.
I'm texting Paul. Yeah,
but I think that he's not going to come back.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.